Don't come any closer. I've got a knife. I swear I'm gonna... Wait, what? What the fuck? What? You? What the fuck are you doing here? I thought you were, you know, him. What do you mean, who? The fucking killer. Don't tell me you don't... Okay, so you do know. Then don't stand in the fucking hallway. Get in here and let me lock the door again. And turn off that goddamn flashlight. Shh. Keep your voice down. What are you doing here? Are you trying to get yourself killed? What do you mean looking for people? The fucking cop sent you. You know, you could have opened with that. So there's like a squad car outside this house? No. So what? They've just got you walking door to door looking for people? They're keeping everyone at the station? Okay, look, I'm not walking all the way to the police station. That's like 10 blocks from here, at least. No. No, I have no idea whose house this is. I was on my way to a party and then... Oh, God, he showed up and... Oh, it was just fucking awful. He had this big fucking knife and he just started... Oh, God, fuck. I swear, even with everyone running around, he looked right at me. So I ran and the door was unlocked. So I just ran up here and I found a bedroom and I locked the door. Please tell me the cops gave you a gun or a walkie-talkie or something. They gave you a flashlight, a fucking flashlight. And they told you to call if you found someone. Ugh. No, the phones went out when the power did. No, seriously, go ahead. Try to get a signal. Oh, we are fucked. We are fucked. Look, I'm freaked all the way the fuck out. I'm not leaving this room until I know it's safe out there. So why don't we just... There. Let's move this dresser over by the door. So if the crazy bastard gets in here, he can't open it. Okay. Lift with me on three. One. Two. Ugh. Three. Okay. Here. Grab that blanket and help me get it over the curtain so he can't see in here. Okay. I wasn't lying when I said I had a knife. I saw it on the table when I was running up here, but, I mean, it's a bread knife. Well, I figured it was better than nothing. Okay. Where did you put that flashlight? I think it's safe to turn it on now. Okay, set it down. Somewhere. Well, because now it's dark as shit in here. Help me look for it, please. No, that's my ass. Shh, it's okay. I know it wasn't on purpose. Help me look for... Aha! Wow, okay. I think I can breathe a little now. Whew. Oh, fuck, it is freezing in here. I should not have worn a skirt today. Let's get under the covers. Keep each other warm. I mean, it's not going to be light outside for a little while. So let's just try to stay warm and keep each other safe with my bread knife and your flashlight. Oh, man, I can't even make any jokes. This is just fucked. Are you coming into bed or what? Now I'm going to get closer to you. Don't get the wrong idea, okay? Okay. You know, when I was on my way to the party, I was kind of hoping someone would grab my ass and get into bed with me. I just didn't expect it to be you. Or like this. You were really just going door to door looking for people, though? I can't tell if that's brave or dumb. But I gotta say, I feel much safer with you here. So, let's go with brave. That was for helping me and putting up with me freaking out. I'm surprised you were able to remain this calm. Fuck. I'm surprised I'm not a total wreck right now either. You can get just a bit closer. Just hold me, okay? I'm cold and I'm afraid and I'm... That one was because I wanted to. I just want to take my mind off of how freaked out I am. And this is going to sound horrible, but it's nice being in here alone with you. And I just was wondering if you were ever going to notice me. I could never tell if you were. I know I'm kind of new to the neighborhood, but you were always so nice, and I was like, does he like me, or is he just friendly, or, I mean, I guess I know now. I just hope we live long enough to see what comes next. Oh, damn, your hand's on my leg, and it's so fucking cold. No, don't take it off. Just keep going. Keep quiet, okay? I mean, you feel the same way, right? This could be it for us, and you want this too, right? Okay, good. Fuck, you're already so hard. Fear boner? I guess that could be a thing. Here, let me get this blouse open and... No, leave my skirt on and keep the blankets on us. Just, here, let me just get on top and let me just get you inside me and... fuck. We better get on the floor. This bed is too noisy. You get on top, okay? Just let me lay down and hand me that pillow. And that's it. Harder. Maybe a little harder, please. Please, harder. Harder. Come in me. That was fucking intense. Here, help me up. Here, hand me my purse. I gotta clean up a little. Thanks. Well, I have to say, when you told me you were with the cops, I thought I was busted for sure, but, well, turns out you were just here to help. What do you think I mean? The killer? It's not a him. It's a her. And here's the part that's gonna suck for you. Oh, don't worry. That needle was just a sedative. You'll wake up in the morning. Maybe you'll have a little headache, but otherwise, you'll be fine. You know, I've done this in so many cities. Haddonfield, Springwood, Woodsboro, Crystal Lake, just to name a few. Always found a guy to blame it on. And I planned on pinning this whole thing on you. You were perfect. The nice, quiet boy who keeps to himself. Oh, the reporters just eat that shit up. But you were so sweet. A real hero. Well, I guess I'll just have to find someone else to frame. And you came so fucking deep into me, too. So it looks like I'm gonna have to find two Plan Bs tonight. No, I'm not going to hurt you. Not after everything we've been through. Just stop fighting it. Enjoy your nap. And let's just keep this our little secret. I'd hate to have to come back for you. Oh, and one more thing. Happy Halloween.